Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, March the 2nd, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 12 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider emigrating away from the United States. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. My email address is rwlmartin1@aol.com. My Facebook address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call, and my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. All right, so now onto the synopsis of today's show. I'm going to start the show talking about the horrendous nature of the consequences of the United States government's release of its annual financial report for the year 2017. And the reason that this is such a nightmare is because it's the only place where you get from the horse's mouth, as it were, the truth of exactly how the balance sheet lies. And this last year, it was an unbelievable $1.2 trillion net loss for the year. That's a net loss, huh? I mean, it's staggering. It's larger than the size of the entire Australian economy. It's unthinkable, and that's just the loss. And nobody squeaks, not a word from the mainstream media about this. So I shall start by talking a little bit about the nature and the consequences of this situation. Then I will talk about corruption at the Federal Reserve. And I'm not talking about potential corruption or academic interpretations of corruption. This is pure, unadulterated corruption. They don't call it corruption, but I assure you many foreign countries do include it in their assessment of where the United States lies in terms of corrupt practices. Then I am going to talk about the shoddy treatment of the victims of mass shooting by the government. It's really an eye-opener and gives you a very good indication as to what people really do believe about the government and who it supports and who it doesn't. Then I will come on to Warren Buffett's annual report, the most significant feature of which is that he is not buying equities. He cannot find what he calls anything at a good price level that would encourage him to buy. So I thought that was interesting. We'll have a quick observation to make on that. Then I'm going to talk about how, and I'm sure many of you have experienced this, how you can be too clever for your own good. And I call this the curse of intelligence, where people outthink a situation too deeply and then inevitably come up with the wrong conclusion. So this is particularly important when it comes to investing, and I'm going to give it a little bit of time. And finally, I will talk a little more. I've talked about savings and how important savings are, but I'm really going to drill down a bit on the importance of savings being the engine that drives a healthy economy. Not our economy, but a healthy economy. An economy which doesn't depend on mountains of debt and an injection of money, QE, or whatever it may be. This is not healthy, and it's not sustainable. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is going to be my show for today. Please consider signing up at the donate button on the Podbean page, and I will be glad to talk to any of you who wish to get in touch with me about any problems you may have. And it is Friday, so I wish you a wonderful weekend, and I'll be back on Monday. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.